This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Helena Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Faith Center Ministries, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Tuesday, October 31st edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Happy Halloween, everybody. Hope you got a lot of treats and no tricks. But happy trick-or-treat day to all of y'all in costume. I see ya. To all of y'all out of costume, I see ya. To some of y'all out of costume who look like y'all in costume all year round, I see ya. Today's your day. Today's your Super Bowl. Rock out. We're going to go live to Grand Bahama, as you know. It is Tuesday. It is the Freeport Report. You know how to chime in. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll be going to Grand Bahama. We got Sarah Kirkby. We got Darren Cooper. We'll be chopping it up with both of them as the Tuesday, October 31st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the oven-toasted turkey sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my beds, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your everyday purchases could reward you with a lifetime of memories. Something new and blue is on its way from CIBC First Caribbean.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, October 31st edition of Talking Heads. Let's go to Grand Bahama. As you know, we got the Grand Bahama Report each and every Tuesday in the Guardian, the Grand Bahama News. We got that supplement. You get everything out of Freeport. And let's chime on in with Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News. And I know we have Darren Cooper as well. So let's get down to Freeport. What's going on? Happy Halloween, guys. What's happening?
Thank you. I've got the handsome Darren on today. I'm very happy I chased him down. And I just sent you a copy of my... my costume for today. I'm a Karen.
You went as Karen today?
I'm going as a Karen.
Now, see, I could already hit you with my joke as well, hat on, you know what I mean? But you're all right with me, so I'm going to let you slide. But I had a real good comeback for that one, but I'm going to pull it back.
Behave now. Behave on the
there
radio.
There you go, but let's have a look at this, man. Okay, hey! Simple, I like it. I won't give it away.
That was very simple.
But send pictures from the party, man.
Put
I want
to
see that.
On a black dress.
That's going to go.
My hair up in a messy bun.
That's good, man.
Champagne in my hand. And
put
I'm
that
good.
Name tag on and walking with that sign. That is perfect. I like it. So, what's going on? What you got for me? Let us know the good, the bad, and the ugly, because I know me and Darren got to talk. Darren, what's happening, man? We got Darren?
Hey, Naughty, yes, I'm here, all is well.
Boy, me and you got a lot to talk about, too, on Halloween, too, boy. A lot of tricks and a lot of treats going on down in Bethlehem and Bimini, boy.
I could tell you plenty, but that's how I do what she's doing. I'll be right here.
Yes, man. All right, cool. So, Sarah, what you got for us this week, man?
Well, we have the expansion of the shipyard. That was a huge story, obviously, for us here in Grand Bahama. The
600 PM million, right?
DPM. Yeah. I mean, the docks are the main part of that, obviously, because we lost them from previous damages. So they have been talking about these, but I think it's the expansion that's really going to be huge. And I don't know if a lot of people do realize, but Carnival and Royal Caribbean are the part, you know, are part of the ownership of the shipyard. So this is why it's so great for us to have this connection with them. They also, you know, Carnival's building their Celebration Key just down in the east towards the island. So we also have this. So you've got the repair facility there. It will be the largest in the world. And they were getting there before pre-hurricane. And it really is a driving force of business on the island, kind of like our Atlantis, but in an industrial way. So this is huge for us that it's coming back. And I thank everybody who was really working at the shipyard. David Scantlebury is the CEO there. He's a real character. And I know they've worked really hard to do this. You know, when they bring these ships in, they have very tight deadlines to get their repairs done because they're usually on a manifest. Some of the work they do is incredible. And it's also a lot of business. They've also talked about the training they're going to do. And I know quite a few young Bahamian men and women who have worked at the shipyard and have done extremely well. So these are also good opportunities. But it's great news for us. It has been a work in progress for a while, but it's great to see it come to fruition. That is huge for us. I will let you and Darren handle the elections and what is going on there. It's an interesting time.
Yeah, very interesting.
yeah, and, you know, let's see if things actually change down there. But, you know, hey, I go on to the other stuff. Government also, we had to do a separate story on this one. The Prime Minister did talk about casual workers. So that's a very good story that a lot of people are going to want to pay attention to. You know, people work very hard in this industry. So they obviously are not looking for part-time work. They want to be hired full-time. It's also your benefits. and how you're taken care of. So I understand it, and I think it's a very important issue to be addressed. So I'm very glad it was part of their discussions and part of the event. We also did a very nice story on, for those of you who have been following the process of Old Freetown Farm, which was one of the major farms that was destroyed in Dorian, and how it's come back. And now they, along with the MP for East Grand Bahama, are working with backyard farmers to bring the strength back of farming. And it's something that we're all going to need to do, because a lot of the places like Six Senses and Carnival, they're all looking for food. They're all looking for plants and trees to beautify these areas. So it's things that need to happen within our community that we can make money off as well, which is very important. So that's a great story. We had a beach cleanup. Sad, as we know, we talked about this the week before, but you know, people still keep going and cleaning up. I thank all the groups that go out for that. You've got a roundup of what happened police-wise. It's obviously been a very busy month, if you read about that in October. And I really would encourage people to be careful with the driving. I don't know if Darren saw it, but there's a huge circle. We have a lot of circles, obviously, in Grand Bahama with our two-lane highways, but there's one at the end of Midshipman with this massive tree, four massive tree, and somebody hit it this weekend and took that out, and it's horrible. So, again, be smart about your driving. And those are really our stories of the week. The main thing is the by-election. They have announced the date is November 22nd, so it's all hands on deck to see what happens there. But we don't want to forget about the people that are also running independently as well, giving it a shot and all trying to have fair representation. But it does feel like the elections have come back to Grand Bahama.
All right, I got a text off the text line for you guys. Afternoon, Naughty, and afternoon, your guest in Freeport. Any word of the hotel deal? When is it going to get done?
Nothing.
Well, I know that they are renovating the hotel, trying to open up some of the restaurants that are on property, based on what I was told. So I think the government has come to some level of understanding that they don't have a deal, but they wouldn't tell us that. They wouldn't come out and tell us that, you know, because they're doing plenty of things for Grand Bahama. We just can't see it right now.
But they're doing it, though.
Yeah, so they say.
You know, they say they're doing it.
So plenty of things on the rally stage is being said. But, I mean, I don't know if I'm in a different Grand Bahama than them.
You might be in a different part of Narnia. Go back to the wardrobe and try entering from another entrance.
Probably.
Yeah, go left instead of straight ahead, and you may get there. All right, let's go to the phone line.
Is that really in the airport that we really still have to get straight? I mean, it's great, all this great news, and these investments are fabulous, but these investments also need the airport, particularly the shipyard, because the shipyard has to fly in personnel to work on the ships. Also, when these ships arrive, they come with staff, that staff have to fly out. So when you're a local and you're trying to buy your flight, it can be a nightmare, because the shipyard might buy them all and there are no flights to get out on. So this is another problem why we need more airports. We need more, a larger airport. I'm not pushing for something extremely huge, but, you know, I just want to get a conveyor belt that works in
more airlines and more flights.
But yeah. And I know they're working hard on it, and I really hope they are able to get something going, because it will make a difference. And I think it will make a difference on the hotel. I mean, that's not going to happen until we get a better
airport. Might accelerate the process with that and get that done. If there's a workable, operable, modern facility. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Anna, present. Good evening, my brother.
All right, Sparks, what you got for us today, man?
No problem.
It's your day. Boy, you don't even have to dress up for the day.
Goblins. It's the day of the goblins. Is this a day of comedy show, too? We can have our fun?
Man, I don't know, depending on what you say. If you say...
No, the thing is, we got to watch out for Oika now. You know, Oika?
Right.
Oika's a goblin, too.
Now, you got anything for Freeport? You know, that's our guest today. You got anything for Freeport?
All I can do is pray for Freeport and wish them the best. They've been suffering over what I've been going through for many years. So, I live in New Providence. I bought a chip and I grew up in New Providence, the capital city. Everybody's come here to live a better life. But they used to tease us about that ago, you know?
Sparky, behave.
City?
Behave, Sparky, behave.
No. Let's be real now. When there was the magic city, they used to say New Providence was a dump. When everything was happening in Grand Bahama, they used to say New Providence was a dump.
And you know, when Grand Bahama catches up and bounces back, you know that you say he's a dump again.
Yeah, you see? But when
you know, I look around.
When things went bad, everybody run to the dump to get some sandwiches and something to eat at the city. Some of them ain't gone back yet.
All right.
But okay, leave that alone. But I prayed for them and I wished them the best. We want the best for all of our islands. Hello?
Yeah, I listening. What you got for me?
We want the best for all of our. But the day is the goblins day now.
Right.
Just about trick or treat, money or eat.
Uh-huh.
You teeth might think I'd get your thing.
Okay, so what you got?
Now, I was saying today, the goblins of the... This is just a joke now. I'm not going to say that disparaging to nobody or nothing. But boy, let me tell you something naughty. I went down by Blue Hill Road Super Value today. You know, all these women got the same hairstyle with these waves from the top of the picky hair way down to the back of the calf. Hello?
Are you listening?
You know what I'm talking about. Every woman, let's put it, all the black Bahamian women in the country, they got, all of them got the same hairstyle. They go and buy the longest weave and all the way down to the back of the ankle. All. And you know they picky hair. But boy, I went to Super Value Blue Hill Road today and I was wondering how rude. This person must have got an A average. They can't have a D average. And Ruben Roberts hired this person. Let me tell you something, naughty. The woman got the weave down to the back by her ankle. She black. And oh, she ugly. And let me tell you something. If anybody go down to Blue Hill Road Super Value today, that woman got to be the goblin of the day.
Until you look in the mirror, man.
Yep, an ugly man.
Hey. All right, Sparky. Listen, I believe that's my producer, Arnie. That's why he cut you. But listen. You're my boy, right? But you go by the name of Bucket Mouth. You go by the name of Ratchet Jaw, proudly. You can't have no mirrors in your house calling other people ugly. Because, Sparky, I hear, man, when you was a child, they used to sit you in the corner and feed you with a slingshot. That's how ugly you were. All right? Don't get me started, Sparky. Anyway, let's go back to Grand Bahama.
You know, Naughty, Sparky said something, and I've heard him said it twice. And so, you know... You know, that when we were the Magic City, you know, we used to call Nassau the dumps. And the reality of it is, I think that's why Grand Bahama continues to get the level of treatment that it gets, even from a government. Because I think Nassauvians and those that are from the capital still have some level
they
of...
They feelings, they.
Yeah, they deepen their feelings, and that's why we can't get the assistance and the rebound and the necessary attention that Grand Bahama do need, because there are many like Sparky who is set up in the House of Assembly and fights everything as relates to Grand Bahama. But you know, we
still got Darren? Mr. Producer, double check that we still got Darren?
Definitely.
All right.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead.
He don't sleep and he don't slumber. And we are going to eventually bounce back, and we can be better than
that's
than
why I said what I said, Sparky. Better you give him Freeport bounce back. Then
talk it, Darren. Talk it, Darren.
Because at the end of the day, yeah. I'll be honest with you. All the while, you look at that, and you know what, Darren? You might be dead on hitting the nail, dead on the head. Because I've wanted my whole life. Why? They do Freeport to me. They do Freeport. I really wonder why, but you know what? It might be some city slickers upset in their feelings, generationally.
The fact that I've heard him say it twice is a clear indication that this could very well be the mindset of some of those that we have in the House of Assembly who act as if they care about us. But the truth be told, they still have this same vendetta and bitterness towards Freeport being the Magic City, being well-developed, well-organized. And see, the truth be told, Grand Bahama is where it's at because we got narrow-minded politicians in the House of Assembly who continues to treat us as if we are nothing but trash. And so that's why I believe we are where we are. But we're going to change the whole dynamics soon and soon. And we will bounce back and stronger than we've ever been, and we'll be more stabilized than we've ever been before.
Naughty, tell your callers in Freeport, great show as usual. Tell Darren the reason why Nassauvians are salty. You all ever had cable before us. So I think that might
That
might be some deep, deep issues right there. Deep-seated issues, Dredd.
Yes. Right. I remember that when I was little. Go totally different.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking
the
Heads.
Hate is real.
Hey. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, Naughty. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Darren. Hi, Sarah. I have a message for Sparky because he's literally getting on my nerves. Okay?
Okay.
I used to live in Freeport. And on Freeport's worst state. Worst state. Ain't never been a spill tea as Nassau. Okay? I'm a born Nassauian. Nassau is filthy to this day. Filthy. Okay? And then he wanted to talk about black Bahamian women? Tell him catch himself. Okay? Because he lil yellow. And when you put dirt on yellow, it don't look good. And he needs to go and look in the mirror before he calls another black Bahamian
That's
woman.
That's why he asked me if he don't have no mirror in his house, because obviously you can't, you got to be mirrorless if you popping off or calling other people ugly. You profess to be the bucket mouth ratchet jaw. Okay? Anyhow, you
come in. You all have a good day.
Hey, I appreciate you calling, and I appreciate your objectivity and honesty too, because I share the same sentiment. We dirty.
That's it. Nassau is filthy. I mean, how do you put it?
Listen.
They sweep Nassau Road when the king and the queen flicking coming, and that's it.
My wife is a beautiful woman from Grand Bahama. And trust me, I've been hearing it for years. We got better roads, we cleaner, we been Hugh Campbell.
We top notch cleaner. West End is cleaner. Boone Bay is cleaner. I don't care how many
even the podcast in Freeport cleaner.
They clean Grand Bahama is cleaner than Nassau.
I agree with you. All right, man. Sis, I appreciate you. Good call. We'll talk soon. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9.
Appreciate the support. Thank you.
FM. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, how you doing? C. Allen Johnson.
Hey, what's happening, C. Allen?
Yeah. Hey, I'm the Driftwood from Grand Bahama. And I hope they don't even take me to New Providence for my funeral.
Boy, you opened up a can today, boy.
Here's what happens. But New Providence, we're going to empty New Providence into Grand Bahama sooner than later. We're working through a problem. Many people believe that Grand Bahama suffers from a leadership crisis, but we don't. We actually suffer from a crisis of leadership. And the difference between the two is a leadership crisis is when there is no leaders available. Crisis of leadership is when the wrong set of leadership is there. And we're going to be working towards that. So you have to understand that Grand Bahama poses a threat and a saviorhood for the rest of the Bahamas. Go back to every election campaign from 2002. You'll see every prime minister aspirant or at the time who said that there'll be no economic development of the Bahamas and this Grand Bahama plays a central role. Well, I ask you to look at the economic development of the Bahamas and the fact of failure to develop Grand Bahama. They are absolutely correct. But we are coming to a point of net zero that you're going to have to recognize the role Grand Bahama play into it. But we have to get by the linguistic contortionism that comes from our leadership concerning the airport and the hotel. It is a distraction. If I was to go play Mega Ball and bring the $150 million back for the airport and the $300 million for the hotel, what will that change as far as the economic condition of Grand Bahama and the country? Very little, except will strengthen the current business structure on the island. We need a vision for this island that incorporates the entire Bahamas. The problem is that we have a government who's invoked the blame game where they blame the Grand Bahama Port Authority, they blame the previous administration, they blame everybody except themselves. They have not brought a plan for Grand Bahama for which the Port Authority would be mandated to respond to. The Port Authority doesn't come with an idea for the Bahamas, you know. But if they bring a vision that says, this is our mandate, this is our legislation, policies, and procedures, and programs, and processes, and we need you to come with your idea, the Port Authority would be mandated to respond. Then we could ride their back. You understand? So what we have to have is a sensible conversation of what's now, what's new, and what's next. Because Grand Bahama In fact, the Bahamas need an injection to be able to incorporate those 60 to 80,000 individuals who have gone missing from the economic picture since COVID, you know. And so until we actually have a conversation in context, and I ask anyone, name another island that is infrastructure prepared on day one for with very minor improvement for which you could bring economic stimulus to the country, forget Grand Bahama, to the country to incorporate 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people. Grand Bahama time was the tourism mecca of the Bahamas before Atlantis and before Bahama. And we somehow came to want to keep using this label that we were industry. Go and look at the history. I think we had as much as 20 different hotels here. And so Grand Bahama is it. Until we get the entire Bahamas to understand, especially you guys from New Providence, there's nothing else you could build on New Providence except another ghetto. Grand Bahama is your savior. You should argue for Grand Bahama and listen to those of us that know the territory of Grand Bahama, what is needed and what is possible. Thank you so much.
Thanks, D. Allen. I appreciate you. Darren, I mean, I look at it, and a lot of things with C. Allen says I agree with, but I do think...
Absolutely. I totally agree as well.
If you look at the potential, if one administration would just roll up their sleeves and say, you know what, we need to fix Grand Bahama, we need to fix Abaco, you would see an increase in the bottom line because they were two major, you know, stimulators to the bottom line, like I tell people. You forget that. And at the same time, it could be a model for other parts of the archipelago since, you know, expansion is here. It's upon us. Every day you have some sort of foreign investor who wants to set up shop in a family island or a remote key.
You know, we hear a lot of myths that, oh, it's the Grand Bahama Port Authority that's stagnating growth and stagnating investments or development in Grand Bahama. The reality of it is this particular company, any new investment in the city of Freeport, they benefit through its licensees, which is more money added to their copper for operation of the city. And then this is also a car facility that will have to be using the water facility and many others. So to say that a company that strives on new investments to benefit their company, that says that they're stagnating the growth and the development of Grand Bahama, has to really think twice. And truth be told, it is our government that drag their feet and play politics with the approval of investments that continues to come and express interest in Grand Bahama.
I had a conversation with someone in all places, the food store, but they expressed the same thing. Again, a Grand Bahamian in between here and Grand Bahama. And the biggest cry was, Naughty, the red tape is killing us. The red tape, the double red tape. Got to do two and three sets of paperwork, and we just keep spinning, and nothing gets approved.
We were the magic city when we had a one-stop shop with the managers of the city. When the one-stop shop was removed and government relationship was questionable with this company and the city management team, then you saw the decrease in Grand Bahama. Yes, we've been through our storms. We've been through Francis and Jane, and we bounced back stronger. We've been through many storms of Floyd and many others. And we had leadership that worked hand in hand with the city manager and the developer to get it done. But now you've seen where our leadership team has the same mindset as Sparky, where they still run in feelings and they want everything to come to them in order for it to take off in Grand Bahama. So when a project could be approved within 2 months, it now takes 2 to almost 6 years to be able to get some level of approval. They got to go to DEP. They have to go to BAIC. They got to go to all different
But when said project and, is done, they won't claim it as their own and show up for all the grandiose photo ops.
They get the photo op as if they did something, and they were the Achilles heel that continues to stagnate the growth of this island. So if we could get our politicians to move away from the mindset of Sparky, we'd be a better Grand Bahama and a more stronger Grand Bahama. And we'd move from the magic city to the brand new city called Freeport Grand Bahama.
Question for you, for Freeport, for your guest, Naughty. If the government says the Port Authority is the problem, why can't they cancel that agreement and do it themselves?
It's not as easy as 1, 2, 3.
You can't cancel the agreement. It's a it's a working document, but it has to go through a whole vote through like a referendum to change anything
correct.
Like that.
Because in that agreement, there's an 80% strong arm of the light of the stakeholders, which is these ignored deficiencies that they do as if they don't exist and they don't really matter. And so in order for the government to make any amendment or make any change or make any move with all this hard mode, they got to come to us licensees who are current and who even ain't current, who still has a license. We are the voice in terms of saying yes and no. And we as the licensees understand that the Grand Bahama Port Authority is not the primary problem. They have some issues that needs to be dealt with, but it's more our government than it is anything else.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got a couple of calls. Let me try to get them in real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good day. Naughty.
Yeah.
How you doing?
All right.
Yeah, Sparky, tell him stop talking, but the Bahamas and any part of the Bahamas has, you know, been in any kind of condition. Because people like myself who grew up with Michael Pintard, who graduate with Michael Pintard and Miles Rudolph, and Parker's role, and I, who went off to St. Augustine's College in Raleigh, North Carolina, with Governor General Cynthia Mother Pratt, and Shane Gibson, and Jennifer Isaac Dodson, and all the beautiful Bohemian girls that carried the volleyball team to the NCAA Division II championship, okay? We're all proud Bohemians that came back home. So when he talked about the Bahamas, I never lived in Freeport. I'm a Nassauian. I know what it is to be playing golf from we were young children going to Freeport with Sheen and all the golfers, young golfers,
yep.
young lions. And he don't need to be speaking of any part of Grand Bahama like that because it was always beautiful. The thing is, Sparky, I don't know him, but he needs to check into that property that he have. Or they said he got farmland on Gladstone Road with the Haitian them on it. I understand that that property belongs to the Indian family, and he needs to have his tractor man, Kurt Knowles, speak to Clement Indians and try and tell the minister them, see if the document is okay that he have.
Oh.
So we who are proud Bohemians went off to college and came back and don't speak anything about any part of this beautiful Bahamas because we are the pride and joy of the Caribbean, and that's why everybody comes to flock here. That's all I have to say. I let him know. Watch his mouth. Okay?
Gotcha.
Have a good day.
The warden has spoken. Hey, I'm mad at you at all. Express yourself. Anyhow, let's go to the phone line. See,
second
call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty and Darren. How are you all today?
And sir.
Pardon me?
And sir. We got Sarah as well.
What's her name?
Sarah.
Sarah.
AKA Karen today.
Okay, all right. Listen, let me ask you a question, Naughty. Why can't the people of Grand Bahama develop a strategic plan presented to the Port Authority and the government and tell them that's what they like to see happen in Grand Bahama? Why can't that happen? Sea Island, with all his knowledge, and there are many other astute persons there in Grand Bahama, I'm quite sure they can come up with something that can make an economic boom in Grand Bahama. What do you think about that?
Well, I'll let Darren and Sarah answer that since they are Grand Bahamians and they are living there.
You know, because it just might be the government and Port Authority. The people in Grand Bahama also have to want more also. You can't just sit back and wait on those two entities. What you should do is have some town hall meetings, present a plan to the government and Port Authority and say and tell them this is what we like to see happen within the next 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. You understand what I'm saying?
So, to respond to the caller's comments, first of all, Grand Bahamians, stakeholders, we got plans. We don't have a plan. We have plans and all type of different plans and even proposals to present to government and Port Authority. The problem is we got the port wants to come to the table, but our government doesn't want to come to the table. This group of licensees, a group of licensees, 170 some of us, wrote a letter to the government of the Bahamas who to date have not even acknowledged the receipt of this letter, requesting an audience with the Prime Minister. So whilst we have the plan and we would like to present it, it is not just us because again, we still have a governing body that has to say yay or nay.
Yeah, so I understand. But
we elect his body, and a lot of us to get what we need, the only thing we have to do is keep changing until we find someone that has the vision and the heart of the people.
That's not going to help.
Plans are there.
Okay. In the meantime, the persons will be suffering in Grand Bahama. My suggestion to you guys, present the plan to the Port Authority and ask them to present that plan to the government.
Well, the government got to first meet with them.
Well, I mean, I know the government will meet with them. And then didn't they have a meeting with the government yesterday?
Our government is not meeting with them. They have a minister who sits, I'm not even certain if she articulates exactly what goes on in the meeting and what we expect.
Didn't the prime minister work for the Port Authority?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Who understands the full makeup of it too? But can't seem to get it done.
But I mean, you have to find somewhere to start. You can't just sit back and wait on the government and wait on the Port Authority. If you hit one of the entities might get an audience with the government. That's all I'm saying to you guys. Don't sit back and just wait.
You are absolutely correct, and I'm not disagreeing on nothing you say. I agree with you. And I do believe that it needs to happen. But the truth be told, we've been trying to get it for a while.
I think that seems to be very impossible. I think the problem with Grand Bahama right now, it is just Freeport-centric. I think right now, the entire Grand Bahama island needs an injection, okay? Forget the city of Freeport. The city of Freeport is basically industrial, okay? Let's deal with the entire island, and I think you'll get some things done. Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, let's get this out of court in real quick before we get out of here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hello.
All right. So, I appreciate you guys chiming in and dealing with the noise in the market today. We still got Sarah. We still got Darren.
I'm still here.
I want to thank you all for chiming in as always and dealing with the noise in the market today. It's been out of me. Trick or treats today, but a lot of tricks, a lot of treats, a lot of, you know. So, yeah,
thank you for still pushing us and getting us out there.
No problem, as always. And I appreciate you answering the texts, too, because one thing, you know, that I like the fact that the matter is you can answer the texts directly. You know, when you quit texting came right in, but I think Darren kind of answered it toward the end is how do y'all rate the MP for her performance in Freeport? But I think that was kind of stated toward the end there. So I don't think we need to revisit
that. Please don't let me have to rate no one. I get in trouble with.
But listen, I got to tell you this. Do me a favor. If you happen to be in the West End community later on, or have anybody in the West End community, and possibly Bimini, there's a big notice in one of the dailies for Mr. Bain. Gateway Ascendancy Limited and Lincoln Bain. He needs to see them. Just thought I'd let you know. He needs to see them. He needs to contact the Gateway Ascendancy Limited. It's a court order. It's a claim and everything. And a summons filed herein has been issued in the Supreme Court of the Bahamas against Lincoln Bain. As the defendant, so let him know. And the prosecuting lawyers, they are there at Meter Court out at Sandy Port. I'm just saying, because I know he now resides in Grand Bahama, he may not get that. So, could you do me the favor? I'm just trying to do my due diligence.
Very much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be good.
And notice I'm reading that out of the daily, so that's not me lying or slandering the man. I'm just reading an announcement that's in the public domain.
And I'll remind you to pick up your Grand Bahama news in the Guardian today on your way home.
And listen,
and please support us.
Let me know the ad rates for the Grand Bahama news, please, so I can do my due diligence and run that for next week in case he missed it, so we can run it down there.
So wrong.
But you're laughing, so I did my job as a comedian. I thank both of you. I appreciate it again next Tuesday. Let's get to the break, right, Mr. Producer, before Erica called. Uh-oh, that's them. Let's go.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, At KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a call for your first boarding opportunity. Please have your CIBC First Caribbean account ready as we begin.
Something new and blue is on its way from CIBC First Caribbean.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play, we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Faith Center Ministries, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, October 31st. Heads, your boy Naughty need company right up until 6. We got Pearly zoomed in. Pearly, what's going on, brother? We got Pearly there. He muted himself as usual for the first 5
seconds. Hold on, man. What you mean, man? I'm ready to do it.
You know, you know you like the entire mute button on
two
the
words,
English.
Naughty. Two words. Two
boy,
words.
Boy, look here. Happy Halloween, man. And all that good stuff.
What's up, bro?
Nothing on the trade wire in Dallas. I'm extremely disappointed.
I haven't even checked Miami, but I got to check.
No, nothing on that front either.
Yeah, well.
But y'all have made moves when y'all needed to.
Yeah, I just hope you to make a move for an offensive lineman or at least a tight end.
You know what broke my heart? Davante Adams. It was doable. Okay?
Uh-huh.
The money and everything. Downey broke it down on the Cowboy Report. It was doable. Didn't pull the trigger. You look around and see the moves defensively, what other teams are making, and you want to stand pat defensively, that's fine. You add a Davante Adams to a CD Lamb, and you can still switch it with the contract money's working out. Because Oakland, I mean, Las Vegas would have to pick up some of the money in the deal, you know?
Uh-huh.
Can you imagine that offense with Adams and CD Lamb?
Not really, but anyway.
And now Brandon Cooks?
Okay.
No, seriously, objectively, not...
No. That would have been awesome. That would have really been awesome.
That's the kind of offense that puts you or keeps you in the game against a tough defense like San Francisco, who upgraded by getting Chase Young from the Commanders.
You see that?
And I don't know what's going on with the Commanders. They let Sweat go to the Bears. They got a second round for him and a third round for Chase Young, so I'm not mad at them. They have retooled well because now not only do they have picks in the draft, they also have the Bears pick at number two in the second round, and that should be pretty mm-hmm. high because the Bears aren't doing that well this year. The Redskins, if they go in rebuild mode, they may not end up doing well. They may start the tankola, so they may have two close picks in the second and the third round. 49ers will probably be down there, but they could always trade that. You know, they just have two.
Yeah.
You now have ammunition to get back into the first round. I don't know what's going on. Honest to God, I don't know what's going on. Why Dallas likes to stand pat so when there's opportunity out there. Sertan was available for a second-round pick. Didn't bite. But I heard that was posturing. The Denver really wasn't going to move. But that was posturing, is what I'm hearing. Then there was Derrick Henry that was available. Didn't pull the trigger on that.
I see the Bills pull the trigger and got the cornerback, Rasul Douglas from the Packers.
Yeah.
The Browns sent Devontae Peoples to the Lions.
Peoples Jones to the Lions. Good move for the Lions.
The 49ers get Chase Young. That's an awesome move. They get an A for me.
Seattle picked up old boy from New York to the defensive tackle last night, Leonard Williams, and that'll help their defense.
Last night. And the Vikings got Ezra Cleveland. I mean, the Vikings got
Ezra Cleveland. Yeah, they made the trade there to protect Trevor Lawrence.
And then, Jarvis Dobbs.
Yeah, he's now ended up in Minnesota. So he's probably going to be the starter.
Okay, so the Cardinals are not giving up on my good friend.
He should be back in 2 weeks.
Okay. Then I see the Commanders, you know, on Monday. So you said the trade went to the Bears. I don't understand that trade. I don't.
I understand it from the Bears standpoint.
And then the Eagles give up the D-lineman Kentavious Street. They went to the Falcons. Falcons need him.
Well, he wasn't playing with all that talent they got there on the defensive line.
So. Yeah.
But he's a good one to go now because he could go that line and play.
I see an interesting movie. The Eagles acquire safety Kevin Baird from the Titans.
That happened earlier in the week, man.
Yeah, that happened earlier. I forgot to talk about that. Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Producer, let's go to the phone lines. Provided we talking sports right now, though. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's happening, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, Mystery?
What's up, bro?
Well, Naughty, two things. I told Pearly yesterday the jury's still out on the Dallas Cowboys. Then y'all beat the Eagles on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll take that. I can live with that.
And then I'm good.
I can live with that. I'm good with that. I'm not mad at you at all. That's fair enough.
Yeah, I'm good with that. And Pearly, I beat you on the picks last night, okay? I just want you to know I only lost with the Miami Heat and the Lakers, okay? The Heat lost and the Lakers won. I won everything else.
Listen, let me ask you a question. What's your take on the moves today, Mystery, with some of these trade deadline moves?
I didn't see anything. I'm just arriving home right now.
Make sure I get Alexander.
Naughty, missed you as my my co-host last night in terms of picking the we went together and picked the pick. So he's just bragging how he did better than me. That's all.
Yeah, but I mashed him up last night.
I picked the Heat to get beat, and I won that. And I picked the Lakers to win, and I won that. The rest he beat me on. Yeah,
that's right.
That was NBA last night. You did the NBA.
You the picks. Thank you, everything.
They got the World Series.
You all been diverse.
I should give you everybody the luck I just did.
You had a big time parlay, multi-sport parlay.
Yes.
Naughty, you only pick up nobody?
All we pick up is Cole and draft. That's all we pick up.
Wow, that's a shame.
Pick up Breeze. That's it. That's nothing. Nada. Didn't even move. Wow. Didn't even pick up the phone. I don't know if it rang.
Fire at GM.
The only way you could fire him is if God called him home. That's Jerry Jones. So.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna happen until you know, and I wish him a long life. I don't wish death on nobody.
Yeah, but they probably strategizing though.
They gotta do something. I mean, I know we have some pieces that they feel comfy with, but obviously other teams are making improvements to make sure that they could impose their will when they play us in the playoffs. And I don't mean the regular season teams. I'm talking about the 49ers, I'm talking about the Eagles. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
because that's what we inevitably got to play and beat if we want to ascend anywhere.
Yeah, but this is the time the Cowboys need to make improvement, because if Dak don't do something this year, I believe.
I don't see where the Cardinals where the Cowboys really need to make much of an improvement. A pickup of a wide receiver being more of a luxury than a need. I see that maybe if they get a defensive back, I would say that would have been a probably need there. And you'll have some problems against the run up the middle, because if it ain't Boston, they run it away from Boston, people run on y'all. So outside of that, I don't think a need for a wide receiver was there. I think that was a luxury. I think you needed a run stopper, and I think you needed a safety or a cornerback.
We signed Rashawn Evans, so he's coming. He'll be activated this week, and he's a good tackler. Okay. He should be able to fill that gap. But I still was saying I would have liked Surtain, because that gives you Diggs, Surtain, and Deron Bland for years to come. That is a wicked trio right there, and we could afford it, all of them, because Bland is a 7th-round pick, and we'd have the 5th-year rights to Surtain. We've already signed Diggs, so we could have made it happen.
I can look at it right now.
I can start calling Naughty David the Dreamer.
When it comes to my Cowboys, yes, call me that. Call me the Dreamer.
You could dream. Oh, my goodness, you could dream. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you make it sound so good, though. You always make me want to dump my Dolphins. Nah, psych, never, ever.
Listen, if it wasn't doable, Pearly, I wouldn't go on about it. But I do it so the Cowboy Nation knows that, real talk, until Jerry has a complete mind change, which ain't really going to happen at 82, this how we gonna have to deal with it for the foreseeable future. Really good regular season team, get to the playoffs, bounced in the first round, maybe the second, and be happy with that.
You can change if God called Jerry, and y'all got him for at least another 15 years, so you might as well just relax.
And he's for him to sit there and say, we need to stand pat, we have a good hand. No, we don't, Jerry. We have a good hand. We have a good hand, but we could have a better hand.
You want Breeze, true, but you don't want to work for it. Beat the Eagles this week. This is your test this week. 3 big games this week. 3 huge games this week. Buffalo and Cincinnati, y'all in the Eagles, and us in Kansas City. They the 3 means 9:30, 4 o'clock, and 8 o'clock.
I know why you're trying to mother 2 games in there, too, in case y'all toe cut skin against the Chiefs. Misery like company.
We can beat the Chiefs. I ain't worried about that.
I have a feeling y'all may beat the Chiefs, to tell you the truth.
We can beat the Chiefs. We can put on beating on the Chiefs. A good, not embarrassment, but we can put a good beat.
But the Chiefs got a suspect secondary, so hopefully y'all can
get the pieces.
But they know Tyreek. They know the ways of the cheetah.
That's all right. You can know the ways, but you can't know the speed.
So Waddle should be the guy.
Waddle's been the guy. Waddle, you see Waddle up 100 yards, you see him this week again.
Yeah, I know. I was too busy watching CD with 158. I 100 and change wasn't up there. You know, if he wasn't
yeah,
above
yeah,
50.
Yeah, but two over 100 in one game. Two from one team over 100. That's
solid. That's very impressive.
Okay. All right, then. Let's get that right.
That's solid. How many touchdowns Tua had?
I can't remember. I think either two or three.
He didn't have four, though, right?
Oh, I walked right into that.
Yeah, you were like, yes, you did. I got somebody got a rally for boy, Don.
Goodness, head on. I but mean, you like, know, the mirror do, right there. I was running in front of the door.
Two is my boy, too. But Purdy, it brings up this next conversation. Brock Purdy, for the last three games, and I don't want to hear the defenders. Oh, it's defense. No, you've averaged 17 points those last three games. And if your offense is so pertinent, they should have been able to cover for a bad day at the offense with the defense, right? Or a decline in defense.
Yeah, but he put up 350 yards, three touchdowns, and I think two interceptions, though.
And when were the interceptions?
Two key interceptions.
Four in three games. Had that been Dakota Rain, oh, God. But Purdy.
No, no, no. You can't compare this one to Dak because they're questioning him. They're questioning Purdy right now.
Who's questioning?
I've seen a couple of things. Oh, I think I sent it to you, but they finally realized they trade the wrong quarterback.
Ah, because now you're starting to see why you were Mr. Irrelevant. There are flaws in your game that inevitably the NFL will find that's going to bring you back to the pack. You're a wonder kid, and that's different. But you're not elite. I never had you down, Purdy down as elite. I had Shanahan's system as being a very high-end offensive system that Purdy was running flawlessly. But then again, what do you always say, Purdy? Wait till they get tape on them, right?
Yes.
Wait till you get tape on them. Well... There's enough tape on him now.
He had 10 games, and he was all undefeated, 10 and always this. Yeah, but at times, if it was some pressure ball, and you put him to the test. And if he responded a couple of times, he did well. I mean, he did battle. He did, you know, and I really look at him still as a rookie. Until you get 18 games and 17 games, and you're still a rookie. I looked at him as a rookie, and I looked at him battling as a rookie, but these last couple of games, there was a big downfall, a downgrade, downfall, downplay, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, the Bills picked up Fournette. Listen, if you pick up playoff Lenny and he's good for you for eight regular season games and into the playoffs and you're running a committee in Buffalo, that's a good addition to that Buffalo.
He's still going to beat him on the last game of the season.
And, I think that was a good move for the Bills. You're not going to find a better running back available on the street right now.
That's a good pickup for them. Does he still have it? We'll see. But the bottom line is, when we play them in December, we can already have won the division, and it can be better they make the playoffs, and we can knock them out of the playoffs. You watch.
No, we can do this in sports, a text. Me and Pearlie will do that. We'll get into it. We got a little sidetracked, but I'll hit you up with it.
Look at the text. The text, I know that's my favorite segment of the show.
All right.
Thank you, Jeff.
Today in
Thank
sports,
you.
All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. 1950, on this day, October 31st, 1950, Earl Lloyd of the Washington Capitals became the first African-American to play in an NBA game.
Earl,
1968, the Milwaukee Bucks won the first game. Their first game, they beat the Detroit Pistons 138-118. Wow. 1995, the NHL's New Jersey. 1999, Brian White sang the national anthem at the Adelphia Coliseum in Nashville prior to the game between the Tennessee Titans and the St. Louis Rams. Following the game, White gave his second annual Halloween concert at the north end of the Coliseum. 2001, in Miami Beach, Florida, Jose Canseco was involved in a nightclub brawl. Canseco later violated his probation and was sentenced to 2 years of house arrest and 3 years probation. 2010, for the first time in Major League history, two former presidents attended the same World Series game. George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush both attended Game 4 at the Rangers Ballpark in Arlington, Texas. Father and son, the W's. I saw George Bush Jr., he threw out a pitch one time that was horrible. Do you remember seeing him throwing that opening pitch?
You know, Benny, I think if there was 100 people who threw an opening pitch, I think maybe only about 10 of them or 20 of them got it right.
Yep. Not many have made it, but listen, Dexter, run a rotation, a running back by committee. They gave James Cook every opportunity to win the job outright. He's had some flashes, but he's not his brother Dalvin. I think he would be a great change of pace back and receiving back and third down back for the Bills, for sure. and put up quality numbers. But as an every down back, I don't think so. I think they're going to go the route of Fournette, Latavius Murray, and Cook, when that three-headed monster.
Fournette will probably be the short down back.
And the goal line back, and I think Cook will be more of your in-between 20s kind of guy, and your third down back, definitely receiving at the backfield. And Murray will remain another short down back, change of pace guy, or the goal line guy, because he's the goal line guy right now. But everybody who knows Leonard Fournette knows Lenny going to run that ball at the goal line. He gets awake at the goal line. So,
yep.
And they've had a problem getting the ball in the red zone. Yep. Rushing it in, scoring, you know, running the ball. Josh yep. Allen can't be sneaking it and scrambling all the time. So I think it's going to be a committee texter. I mean, it remains to be seen. You may be right in the long run, but I think Fournette is there for a reason. And it's going to be a committee. But Purdy said they're going to beat him regardless, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The Dolphins, boy, they got you fired up there, Purdy.
It doesn't matter. That's the business. Watch and see.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm really disappointed again in my Cowboys. Not even a move. Not even a sniffle at the wire. Not even a scent. Not even a call. Not even a hello. Just call to check. Y'all see what y'all saying. Nothing. Nada. So I don't know. This going to be long. Because I got a feeling come playoff time, some of these moves going to come back to haunt the Cowboys. Or lack thereof. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
This is one of those seasons you had to make a move. You had to go in. I don't think they did it. Now,
you think they really had to? You really think they had to?
Well, if they're happy with look, we've had some injuries, all right? You had an opportunity to get better in certain places. And long-term as well, that's what you got to look at. But?
Yeah, I'm saying, but did they have to make them? Or they had an opportunity? That's the difference.
No.
Everybody has an opportunity.
They didn't have to. If they're happy with the chemistry the team's playing, I mean, they're 5-2. I mean, you can't really knock it.
I see the Chiefs picked up McCole Hardman from the Jets.
They did that a couple of weeks ago. Well,
I know. I'm just looking at some trades. You know, I'm just.
So they improved.
Some trades that we didn't see what was going with them.
What do Texter chiming in there, Pearly? What do we think about the Steelers, boy? When they got to 4-2, I said they give it a couple of weeks. Well, give it a couple of more weeks.
No, I think the Steelers are going to be a middle of the road team, a middle of the park team.
9-7. I mean, 9-8.
Probably more like 8-9, and they're going to miss.
Pull some people down along the way.
They might, or they might, may not.
I like, you know, Kenny Pickett, you know, trying to play tough and come back and play this week and all of that. But boy, I tell you, we were telling people this year, Pittsburgh's a year away. They're not there yet.
They're not really.
They're still missing some pieces. They're just blessed with a good coach that knows how to cover up those deficiencies.
Basically, that's what it is.
Now, that's a good question, Texter. Let me check that.
Who's that?
Maybe Pearly has it readily available. The line for Sunday's game between the Dolphins.
Let me see. No, I was really looking at it. We talked about Pittsburgh. Actually, before we do that, I was just looking at what Pittsburgh's schedule is over the next few weeks. That gives you an idea where they are. All right, so you know, they lost. They got the Titans, the Packers, the Browns. These are winnable games for them. Well, maybe the Titans, maybe the Packers. I don't know about the Titans so much. Then they got the Bengals, the Cardinals, the Patriots, the Colts, the Bengals again, and the Seahawks and the Ravens. So they got some games that they're outright going to lose. That's like 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 of those games. So what their record is now?
4-3.
All right, so far that's 8 losses maybe, and there's other 2 and a bunch of other games that are toss up games. So they could be a 9 or 10 loss team, easy. And that's not a disrespect them. That's just that they're still not there yet.
All right, Texter. The line for the Chiefs and the Dolphins. Chiefs are right now a 2.5 point favorite over the Dolphins in Germany. It's Miami +2.5, KC -2.5, and I just had a gander at that game. Eagles are at home, and it's minus three. So that, you know, and you know the old adage there, Pearly. Home team always get 3 points.
But, yeah, but see, that's why I say, Ben, I say when you look at all these three big games, they're all three or two and a half.
And that's basically pick 'em right there, if you know what that means. So
that really means you can see, hopefully, Billy, you'll see some really good football.
Yeah, hopefully that does mean that. It really does. And speaking of good football, boy, I got something for you for the picks tonight, boy. Got Northern Illinois and Buffalo and Toledo, buddy. On the college football landscape.
Like I keep telling people about football every day of the week. Every day of the week there's a football game.
And you only have three NBA games tonight, but boy, they some good ones. They are some good ones. You could actually win some moolah.
You know
it's good too? Check out the first time betting too, the first half bets. You could do some money lines in the first half, some over and unders, and win some moolah, buddy. Yes, indeed.
Interesting.
Yeah, I turned
the Knicks and the Cavs, Spurs and the Suns.
I turned 25 the other day.
Well, let me ask you something. What do you think about the trade?
Which trade? The Harden trade?
Yeah.
Well, interesting you'd say that. The final 10 today, well, the final actual 12 is Colin Cowherd and Nick Wright breaking down the Harden trade to from Philadelphia to the Clippers. Now, listen, I can be honest with you. Can I honestly go on record and say James Harden is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, prima donna we've ever seen in the NBA, LeBron included?
Jesus, if you're saying that, that's saying a lot. He is, because...
And LeBron is up there as 1B prima donna, and LeBron got his ways. But my God!
But LeBron is a team player. No matter what you said, at the end of the day, he ends up being more of a team player.
No, he got his ways, but he plays. He backs it up and pads the stats enough that you say, all right, you know? But not the Beard, man. The Beard is, I mean, neither of them play defense. But like I say, LeBron gets more quality numbers than Harden, if you ask me.
LeBron get more titles.
That too.
More wins.
Yeah.
In this day and time, there's not one player out there who can say he take his team to the championship. All that helps.
I don't think he helps the Clippers, though.
I say every one of them.
At all. I don't think he helps the Clippers at all.
No, he doesn't. I think the Sixers won in this deal. And maybe not necessarily won tomorrow, but win.
No, they got the picks. They got the draft picks in the future, and they got Marquise Morris, who's plug and play, who will replace old boy P.J. Tucker, because they've been wanting to get rid of P.J. Tucker.
Yeah. And he brings more energy to Tucker. I think he's younger too, right?
Correct. So there you have it.
So the bottom line on that is I think the Sixers got away like bandits. And I think the Clippers get and the bottom line.
And Robert Covington is not a bad player either, who they picked up.
Are the Clippers healthy?
Boy, I mean, night in and night out, I've seen him win a couple of games. I've seen him lose too, so.
When I say healthy, I mean.
Paul George is there. There's no glaring injury, but how does he and Paul George coexist? But again, wasn't he with the Clippers a couple of years ago?
And Kawhi Leonard is playing.
Yeah, but wasn't Harden with the Clippers a couple of years ago?
He's been to so many cotton picking games. I can't even remember.
Wasn't he there for a cup of coffee or something? Or was that Houston?
He was at Houston.
He is an old basketball babbit.
No, but he comes there and he's happy, and then after a while he's unhappy, and then he's just like a big jerk. All right, it didn't work out. He's a prima donna.
He is. All right, he's 2010.
Right.
2011 to 2012, the Rockets. Wait. He played from the Thunder from 2009 and 2010 to 2011, 2012. That's when he played for the Thunder. The Rockets from 2012 to 2013 season to the 2021 season. The Nets from 2020 to 2021 to the 2021-22 season. The 76ers from the 2021-2022 season to the 2023-24 season. And now the Clippers in the 2023-24 season. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. This is 15.
Yeah.
And it's third since 21.
Any player you see like that who's not a role player, yes, you go to a bunch of teams because people grab you every give you short-term contracts, grab it up. But he's supposed to be an elite player of the league, and he's gone to five different teams and still can't win a championship. Something wrong, Mark. Must be him if he's looking the mirror. He should be the man. Look at the
overrated,
man.
Overrated, man. Very overrated, Mr. Bond.
The numbers don't say that, you know, in terms of his shooting ability, what he used to be. But he, I think he's on a decline. Put up 21 points a game last year. That's a big drop off from what he used to score. He's a 30-point man.
I agree.
So I think he's two couple of steps slower. He doesn't bring anything to Clippers.
And never played a lick of defense.
I had to tell Stephen, I said, Brad, you know he's one of my favorite, if not my favorite, who's on radio, on TV now. And he can talk foolish that the Lakers miss an opportunity.
No way.
He said, Vince's team hurt the most from not getting this trade.
Hey, if the Lakers would have traded for Harden, I was going to run straight over by the new cruise port, straight overboard, and start swimming. You hear me?
Say they replace him, he would have been better than DeAndre. Than Russell, who's our point guard?
D'Angelo Russell was D'Angelo money last Russell, night.
Yeah. Huh?
Well, he don't know. No. Stephen, they need to shut up sometimes.
Say he'll be an upgrade over Russell.
And it's fluid. Yeah. No, sir.
If he was still hitting the 3-pointer like he used to, then maybe so, because that makes I almost said it on the radio. That makes LeBron ability to drive to the, but he ain't hitting the 3-pointers, is a waste of time.
I'm not even going there. That is something Lakers fans don't even need to discuss.
No, we don't need to go there. Out of the question, definitely. That takes us draws back to back to that move they made when we end up with Russell Westbrook.
Exactly. All right. So let's go over the NFL top 10, Pearly, and then we'll take the break. Flip side of the break, we'll come back with our picks. And then we'll get you ready for the final 10 today with Colin Cowherd and Nick Wright, all right? But out of top 10 today, Seattle Seahawks, number 10 at 5-2. Last week, number 11. Number 9, the Cincinnati Bengals, 4-3. Last week, number 10.
I think they're back.
Yeah, the number 8, I thought we could have been higher. Dallas Cowboys, 5-2. Last week, number 9. Number 7, the Buffalo Bills. Last week, number 8.
I had to flip them too.
Yep. Number 6, the Detroit Lions. Last week, number 7.
Oh, I had to take them a little higher.
Number 5, the Miami Dolphins. Last week, number 6. What? Number 4, the Baltimore Ravens. And Statboy is going bonkers right now. Last week, they were number 3. Number 3. This is where I have a problem, Pearly. 6-2. The Jacksonville Jaguars at number 3?
Man, some people, I see that's the problem there. They should be number 5.
They should be not below the Cowboys. The Cowboys should be higher than them, babe.
A lot of people thinking they might be able to, this might be their Super Bowl year.
Garbage. Number 2, the Kansas City Chiefs. And number 1, the Philadelphia Eagles.
See that? Okay. The Eagles right now probably aren't the number base.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We got our picks coming up. We doing NBA. We doing our college football today. All right, Pearly?
All right.
All right, on the flip side of the break, we got our picks coming up, our pro picks, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Games. Keep it right where you got it.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We finizing the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Ladies and gentlemen, your everyday purchases could reward you with a lifetime of memories.
Something new and blue is on its way from CIBC First Caribbean.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Shirley Caesar and Jonathan Nelson for the Becoming My Best Self Conference on November 2nd to the 4th at the Baja Mar Hotel. You do not want to miss these 3 days of anointed music, worship, and the Word. Get your tickets now. For one price, you can worship with Shirley Caesar and Jonathan Nelson and participate in every session for the entire weekend. Register now at henryfernandez.org or purchase your tickets at Suntime Marathon Mall, the Galleria entrance. Contact 242-601-2012 for more info. Seats are limited. It's time to level up at the Becoming Your Best Self Conference. Meet us there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, October 31st edition. Happy Halloween, everybody. Pearly, let's go, man. We got, before we get out of here, let's start with Major League Baseball. We got the Rangers and the Diamondbacks tonight.
I think the Rangers last night, it's so boring. This World Series is so boring.
Boy.
Boring.
Boy. Watch the paint dry and the grass grow.
The only good thing about it is you know, former Dodger carrying the Rangers, you know.
All right. We got to get in quick and then get to the break.
I got the Rangers again tonight.
I think the Rangers get it done again tonight, too, in a weird kind of way. Yeah. Northern Illinois -6.5 over Central Michigan. Boy,
they're both 3-4, so they are 4-4 somewhere around.
I like Central Michigan with the points at home for some strange reason.
I like Northern Illinois, but I won't give them the points.
All right, so we'll just pick it head up. You like Northern Illinois? If it's just like that, yeah, I like Northern Illinois on a straight up bet. You got Buffalo and Toledo. Toledo plays scoring well at home.
Scoring machine in Toledo. Toledo scores a lot. They're 15-point favorites. I give them that.
I like the over in this one, though. Over 50.
I love the over in this one, yeah.
That's a good one right there. But I like Toledo to win that one there. And the NBA, my brother, Knicks and the Cavaliers. I like the Knicks to get the Cavaliers on the road by a bucket. I'll take the Knicks with 1.5.
I'll take Cleveland at home. I'll take the points in Cleveland.
Spurs.
I'll take Cleveland on the money line. I'll take Cleveland, but I lost.
Knicks, Spurs, and the Suns. Spurs getting 6.5. Suns -6.5 at home, but they're still missing Bradley Beal. I think they got Booker back.
Booker's back, so I like the Suns on the points.
I like the Spurs and the money. I mean, I like the Suns and the money line. I don't know about that 6.5. The Spurs, they could cover that 6.5.
Okay.
They've been playing tight. The Magic +6 against the Clippers. I'll take the Magic and the 6, even though they played the Lakers last night. I'll take the Magic and the 6 against the Clippers because the Clippers just shipped some people off. And they don't have Harden in the lineup tonight, so they're going to be shorthanded.
And it ain't like the Magic traveling over there. They stay in the hotel and coming right back to the same.
Right. And I'll take that. I'll leave the under alone because they play in shorthanded. They could go over with no defense. So, yeah, I'll take the Magic plus the 6 points right there.
Yeah, I'll bet you on that.
All right, let's get to the break, Pearly. I appreciate you. We'll do it again tomorrow. You're in on Thursday. For everybody who's been texting, Pearly in on Thursday. Yeah, Pearly in on Thursday. Relax, man.
Yeah, I'll be there Thursday.
All right. We'll do it again tomorrow, man. Quick break, flip side of the break. Colin Coward, Nick Young taking us home, breaking down that whole James Harden trail. Trade, NBA fans, listen up. You'll definitely get a kick out of this one. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
All right.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, wanna step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Hey, it's your boy Charlie Bahama, and let me tell you about a deal you can't afford to miss. It's the Two Fly Free from Nassau promotion. You heard me right. Two people can fly free from Nassau. Just go to BahamasResidence.com for all the details so you can start your vacay today. There are 10 participating islands with 35 amazing hotels to choose from. You can go to Abaco, Acklands, Andrus, Bimini, Cat Island, Eleuthera, Harbor Island, Exuma, Long Island, or San Salvador. There's so much to do on all these islands, you just may want to go to a few. And why not? With the Two Fly Free from Nassau deal, it's like getting an island for free. Take your family. Go with friends. Arrange a fun out-of-the-box business meeting or retreat. Your co-workers or employees will love you. Or go on an adventure with the guys. Or a girl's getaway from the guys. Or a romantic trip for two. Whatever you do, you'll thank me. Visit BahamasResidence.com for more information. That's BahamasResidence.com.
At Kalina, we want to be a part of your journey. Come, share your dreams and goals with us. Whether you're getting married, planning for that new home, switching careers, counting down to retirement, or simply wanting more confidence for life, we are here to listen. Let's plan for tomorrow today. No pressure, just a chat between friends. Visit Kalina.com and connect with an agent today. We are waiting to hear your story.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a call for your first boarding opportunity. Please have your CIBC First Caribbean account ready as we begin.
Something new and blue is on its way from CIBC First Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
So let me guess, you don't like where I put the Chiefs?
No, it's fine for now. They just had a terrible loss. It's fine. I mean, it's a little curious that in looking at the herd hierarchy, if the playoffs started today, the team that would be the one seed, the Chiefs, are in fourth, and a team that would not make the playoffs, and in fact, even if you expanded it to eight teams, would not be in because the Jets would be in ahead of them. The Bengals are in third. That strikes me as a little curious, but aside from that, it's solid. You and I are the only people outside of Duval County that believe in the Jacksonville Jaguars, so I like that. But I've got, because here's the thing, you have been adamant, you know, whether you will admit it or not, that you will not put the Chiefs at the top of a herd hierarchy all year long until they win. So I, and this week they lose to Denver and your beloved Russell Wilson and Sean Payton, so I get it. Today is not the day to crow, and in fact, because of that, I'm even wearing Broncos colors.
Nice.
So they can celebrate the best moment the franchise has had in nearly a decade, the win over the Chiefs to get to 3-5.
Yeah.
Here's what I would propose to you, Colin Cowherd. And I'm putting you on the spot here.
Okay.
But this weekend, the Chiefs play the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
Then they have a bye. Then, on a Monday night, they play the Philadelphia Eagles. When the Chiefs win both of those games right. and get to 8-2,
all right.
I want two things. One, I want that Tuesday for the Chiefs to be atop the herd hierarchy.
Right.
And more importantly, I want that Tuesday for the first time in the 6.5 years of my show for on that Tuesday, instead of me joining you, you join us just for a moment. Just for a second right. to come on the show,
right.
maybe right around the top when we're talking about the Chiefs beating the Eagles, and say, you know what? The Chiefs are the best team in the league. Nick's been telling me all year. That's what I would ask. If they do that, can you do that?
Yeah, sure. Why not? That day I'm not very busy.
Okay. There you go. The 2 weeks. That would be, so 3 weeks from today, America, set your calendars. Colin will be joining us around 3:15 Eastern time. All right, go ahead. As you
will. And I'll be the most affordable prop you've ever had on the show, by the way, because I'm on the company.
Oh, also, by the way, Colin, also, affordable, but try to wear a tie. We wear jackets and ties to our show, so try to, you know what I mean, to class it up a bit.
Okay, let's go here, though, because I think the Denver thing is they were bound to lose a divisional game, and divisional games are always weird, and the weather was bad, and Mahomes is. But I do – there is something about this team that Mahomes – and I saw Brady do this at the end in New England – really get frustrated with his teammates. And that's not really who Tom is. He'd get frustrated with his coaches. But when Mahomes is looking at his coaches and doing this, and it's like, yeah, he should. Sky Moore drop one. Rice drop one. Like, this receiving core – it's just not special in the AFC. Aren't you concerned going against Waddle and Tyreek Hill that if it's a track meet, you can't keep up?
Well, I don't think it'll be a track meet because I think the Chiefs have an elite defense. And I'll tell you what I'm confused by. I'm confused by the Chiefs telling the entire world what they were doing and then folks just refusing to accept it because in their mind's eye, the Chiefs are supposed to be something else. The Chiefs traded away Tyreek Hill for draft picks. They used those draft picks on defensive players. They now have a worse offense and a far better defense.
Right.
And everyone seems to be saying, what the hell happened? We know what happened. Tyreek Hill was on the Chiefs. They traded him with a wide receiving core very similar to this one last year. They won the Super Bowl. Now, what I will tell you is this. What I think they need to do, I don't think they need to add to their wide receiver room, Colin. I think they need to subtract from the wide receiver room in this regard. They have been doing a 6 and 7 wide receiver rotation. I don't think that is going to work anymore. Listen, you can't hit on every draft pick. Sky Moore looks like a missed pick.
Yeah.
Rashee Rice, I think, looks like
a
really good pick.
Yeah.
So I think you need to go into starting with this game against the Dolphins with a typical wide receiver group where you know who your top three are. It will be Rashee Rice. It will be MVS, who was there last year. And the guy who I like a lot, Justin Watson, who dislocated his elbow, but he's back with some Kadarius Toney mixed in.
Yeah.
None of these guys are getting in a rhythm because everyone is trying to get snaps, and you added Mecole Hardman. So listen, the Sky Moore thing doesn't appear to have worked out. I think Rashee Rice can be good. I think the Chiefs are going to go to Germany and beat the Dolphins, and all will be right in the world.
Okay, I have no problem with fans overreacting, but I had said earlier if San Francisco could hit reasonable field goals, they'd be on a 2-game losing streak. And we also found out that Joe Burrow's better than Brock Purdy. What Joe Burrow did to the Niners defense is what Mahomes did last year to the Niners defense. Like, nobody stops those guys when they're on. Ask Kansas City. Yeah. When Jalen Hurts is on, it's hard. When Josh Allen's on, it's hard. When Lamar's on. So I always said Purdy makes too many good throws not to be considered good. I'm not saying very good, especially good. He's not great. Do you think it's time to move off him? Where are you on Purdy?
Well, no, I don't think it's time to move off him, but I think that he has a very real possibility of becoming the first player in league history to, within the same season, have the talk show topics be, is he the league MVP, turn to, should he be benched for Sam Darnold? I do think that train might be coming down the tracks if after the bye they lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is very on the board. Here, the Purdy thing has been so frustrating for me because we are seeing Jimmy Garoppolo, once they got Christian McCaffrey, had 10 touchdowns, one pick. They only lost one game. It was to the Chiefs, and he had a 110 passer rating. And then he got hurt and was done. And now Jimmy Garoppolo, statistically, is one of the very worst quarterbacks in football, despite having Devontae Adams, despite having Josh Jacobs, despite having Hunter Renfro. It's almost like he was being propped up by what was going on in San Francisco. And then he gets replaced by Brock Purdy. And instead of folks admitting it's the scheme, it's the talent around him, it's all of that, people try to convince themselves Brock Purdy was great. And folks have now started saying, Nick, so Purdy's not allowed a few bad games. He's not allowed to throw picks. Patrick Mahomes throws picks. Josh Allen throws picks. And the answer to that question is, you are right. He is not allowed that because Purdy's entire thing was that he doesn't make mistakes. It was that, hey, yes, we know he can't make all the throws. We know he's not a great athlete. We know he doesn't wow you with his arm. But the folks who couldn't figure out what he was really good at tried to convince themselves, they're like, oh, it's his processing. It's his decision-making. Things you can't actually prove, which really just meant he doesn't make mistakes. And then riddle me that, all of a sudden, he has to play from behind for the first time in his career, and three straight second halves, he's brutal. Three straight games, he either can't move the ball at all in the second half or makes critical errors. And so right now, he is the weak link on the San Francisco 49ers. And so do I think he should be benched right now? No, of course not. Do I think that is going to be a real conversation a month from now? Yes, I do.
All right. I got to ask you, my take on the Sixers and the Clippers trade was, most GMs, if you gave them great draft picks, pick swaps, expiring contracts, and better chemistry, would consider it a win. So I think Philadelphia this morning feels like now and future, good space. Cap space big with expiring contracts. The Clippers just got weirder. I went to the internet this morning. Everybody loves what the Clippers got. And they didn't give up Terrence Mann. All right, there's your mini win. But Westbrook, Kawhi, Harden, I look at this and I'm like, what? I think Steve Ballmer's opening an arena just like James Dolan opened the Sphere with U2. I think he's opening an arena and he wants more star power. I don't know how the Clippers, Philadelphia upgraded multiple ways.
I 1,000% agree with you, Colin. I got to tell you, man, if you didn't have a blind spot for the defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs, your takes would just be on fire this year. I think you nailed this. So first of all, and this could be interesting to do later in the show, I'm going to do it on First Things First. Put next to each other what the Blazers got when they traded Drew Holiday to Boston. They got two firsts, Robert Williams and Malcolm Brogdon. And what the Sixers just got for James Harden, who had quit on his third team and only one team wanted him. They got two firsts and a swap, more valuable first, by the way, and players not as good as Robert Williams and Malcolm Brogdon, but also not as injury-prone or on long-term contracts the way Robert Williams is. So I think the Sixers just got more for Harden than the Blazers got for Drew Holiday, you know, when they kind of routed him to Boston after the Milwaukee trade. I also think that for Philly, the Clippers' unprotected 2028 pick and the pick swap in 2029 are wildly valuable pieces that they will use, I believe, probably to get a guy I don't think you'll be a big fan of, in Zach LaVine. Your buddy Chris Mannix brought up OG Anunoby. He would be possible. So they are going to make another move with those assets down the road. The Clippers, on the other hand, they have for 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. That's 6 years of drafts, Colin. They do not have their own first. They do not have their own second. I've never seen anything like it. And Kawhi, Paul George, Russ, and Harden, all four of them are either free agents or have the ability to be the free agents after this season. So, yes, the reason Harden wanted to go there was because they can pay him. And if Kawhi and Paul George leave, of course, Ballmer will pay him so someone is there for the arena. But do I think this is going to work? No. Harden and Russ played together for 1 year in Houston post-OKC, and it was they both enjoyed it so much, they both demanded trades after. It was like, that was so awful. We both got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Kawhi and Paul George are health risks. I agree with you entirely that this is the Clippers continuing to just pretend like the championship window is wide open and mortgaging the entire future is baffling. And OKC's got to be happy because they have those picks.
Yep.
And right now Philly has their picks later in the decade.
Yeah. I mean, I looked at it this morning and I understand it's a star league and whoever gets the star, everybody, but folks, at some point, every GM in the league is looking for draft picks, pick swaps, expiring contracts, and better chemistry. That's perfect for every GM in the league.
Can I just add something to it?
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.